This portion of WEOL Spotlight on LaGrange is brought to you by Nick Abraham's Elyria Ford, Route 57 and East Broad Street. Ford, drive one. And from Nick Abraham's Elyria Ford, Chuck Sturgill joins us, who I guess also known as the Keystone Connection in a sense there as well. Tell me a little bit about you. You're a lifelong resident of LaGrange.
I was born here in 1961. Did 4 years in Bowling Green.
If you want to close a deal, that's fine with me. We can work on that too. No problem.
4 years in Bowling Green. I came, lived 2 years in Elyria and been in LaGrange the rest of my life. So.
And, of course, you always have a fondness for the Keystone schools, the sports, the activities that go on in here. Did you have a time in sports in
the school? I graduated here in 79 and played baseball, golf, and basketball. In my little cul-de-sac, I actually have three of my ex-teammates live in the cul-de-sac I live in, so we could get a game anytime.
There's a pickup game at any time of the day or night, I suppose, going on.
I had two daughters that played multiple sports here at Keystone. Great experience. Great school, great sports tradition. I mean, you guys cover our softball team. I mean, you know a lot about them, but we've had some really, really great boys basketball and girls basketball teams here also.
Some baseball, too.
Baseball regionals last, I think, 3 years. So everything keeps rolling. This year, football, conference championship. So they just had their banquet last night. Everybody was pretty excited, and they think next year they'll be in a position to repeat. So
how would you like to have gone to the school the way it looks now with the big campus that they've got
there? My wife's a teacher there, and it is just incredible. The gym is just incredible. I mean, it's going to be sad seeing the old school not being used, but it is what a great place to raise your kids now.
Well, that's the thing about a community is the schools are always important, and it's amazing kind of in an area like this that the school system is supported in such a way, too.
Yeah, our support here is fantastic. I mean, I'm also on a fundraising board here, Keystone Athletic Team supporters. We do the stuff the boosters can't do, and we never have anybody really say no. I mean, we've raised $190,000 toward the new stadium to get the turf done and to get the field house done. So it's really, I mean, that's money from this town, really nothing outside of LaGrange.
So it's kind of self-supporting and self-supporting in a positive way.
Yeah, absolutely. And we collected money for football when, you know, last three or four seasons, it's been some lean years. So, I mean, it's not just because they're a winner, they support the school.
Right. And a lot of times with different schools are facing budget cuts or whatever, sometimes that sports are one of those that's kind of on that bubble, and it's obviously that the community still supports it and wants it to continue.
Oh, absolutely.
In your time here, how has this area changed or remained the same?
The change is outrageous. I mean, as far as the houses, the golf course back here, Greyhawk, I remember when that was just flat farm fields. Seabold Farm, Wise Farm. Used to ride dirt bikes and go-karts back there. Now it's just a beautiful rolling golf course. I mean, the housing developments have definitely... whole lot of new building back in the 60s and 70s here. It was just mostly the people that lived here. And it's really pretty in a nice community.
Well, it still has the charm of sort of a small town with the center square, one of the unique areas where you've got that kind of roundabout type of thing in the area here as well. And, of course, this weekend, I guess, they've got the Christmas on the square.
That was actually Sunday.
Oh, was that
past Sunday?
Yeah. Okay. And it's just a way for people to kind of enjoy a little small town. But obviously there's a lot of growth, so you got a lot of new people coming into the community. And as it grows, you kind of have to find places to put them, the schools and other places like that.
That brought the school on. That's, you know, our old school is getting too small, really. And everything there now is state of the art. All three schools right there. I mean, you can't ask for a better situation. When I was going to school, you went to Penfield Elementary, you know, like 5 miles away. West Carlisle Elementary, 5 miles away. Then the high school and the middle school were together. But it was, you know, this is so much easier for everybody involved.
Yeah, so all kind of in one area that makes it easier.
Absolutely.
And that seems to be a lot of communities are trying to that campus atmosphere as well and breaking the grades up into smaller clusters as opposed to just one big group of kids. Let's talk a little bit of what's going on over at Nick Abraham's Elyria Ford. I know we're holding you up from being out there this morning. What are some of the things happening there in the showroom?
Just came off a great November and getting excited about December. there's a lot of great deals right now. There's at least the year-end deals are usually, for the most part, the best. I mean, trying to get rid of some inventory. The 13 F-Series, just crazy rebates. I've had Rob screaming on your radio station for a month about it. You're up to $7,750 on an F-Series if all the stars are in line. But still, even if it's still at least $5,000 off all the F-Series. The leases on the Focuses and the Fusions and the Escapes, great deals. I mean, absolutely great deals. If you need tires, no better time to buy tires than our service department. I mean, I wish I'd have brought Chad Whitaker, my service manager, with me. He would. He wanted to challenge somebody to get a price on tires and just come in. If he couldn't beat it, he'd do it for free. But because our prices are that good.
It's interesting I've seen now with the promotion for cars, this whole Black Friday thing, the auto industry seemed to have embraced this in kind of an interesting, different way that I've never seen before. Is that something new, really?
Well, it is new. I mean, it's always been a good day, but it seemed like, I was telling Rob and Tim, we had our best Black Friday ever. We opened at 6 a.m. We had a couple of sales customers come in about 7. We ended up with 13 on a Friday. And usually, if we do 4 or 5 on a Friday, I'm happy. I mean, it was crazy busy, you know. It was, I have no reason for it. We advertise quite a bit for it. Ford advertised a lot for it. So maybe, you know, I'm sure that helps.
It almost seems as if it's sort of offering that Friday or whatever. Now with the car, you just say, hey, come on, stop by, look at a car. Why not? It just puts it in their top of mind.
And not everybody wants to camp overnight at Best Buy. So.
If you had a good vehicle to be in, maybe you could have something to stay. And, of course, with all the purchases, you need some large cargo carrier space.
Absolutely.
You need that F-150.
For those, right? Those televisions and things everywhere. That sounds great. Well, we want to thank you for stopping in and helping support our spotlight on LaGrange. Chuck Sturgill, Nick Abraham, is Elyria Ford, and longtime Keystone resident. Thank you for stopping in.
Make sure you guys patronize Michelle's. She's a great lady.
Michelle's Cafe. Here we are on 301. Stop by and say hi.